Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and today I share with you 21st century examples of mistreatment of God's people from the current literature of the Voice of the Martyrs, today teaching the illegal gospel in Laos from the February issue of the monthly VOM magazine. As 18-year-old Bufa led a group of children in games and a Bible story one Sunday morning, February 2020. Her class was interrupted by the police. The kids were shocked and afraid, Bufa recalled. I was also afraid, because this had never happened before. Although she had never had problems with the police, Bufa knew that Christians in Laos sometimes face persecution, and that the country's communist government attempts to control Christian activity outside the government-approved church. In the past, I heard some people faced persecution as Christians, Bufa said. Even when my parents first accepted Christ, it was quite scary. I didn't necessarily think it would happen to me personally, but it was in the back of my mind that those who follow Christ will face persecution. Growing up, Bufa had heard conflicting opinion about Christians. While some said Christians were good people who did not cheat or lie, others claimed they were drug addicts with immoral lifestyles. Even after her parents became Christians, Bufa had little interest in learning about Christianity. But then a friend shared some biblical truths with her. My friend told me that God is good, and he was the one who created me, she said. I asked myself, is this possible? Is this real? Bufa was 15 at the time. She eventually began to attend church with her friend. When she observed Christians singing songs of praise, reading the Bible, and worshiping joyfully, she yearned to know the God they followed. And after placing her faith in Christ, she immediately looked for ways to serve at church. I wanted to serve the Lord in some way, she said. Serving the Lord is what touches my heart. I wanted to see the spiritual growth of the kids in my church to follow God's way. Bufa soon began teaching Sunday school, and in 2019 she enrolled in a VOM-supported training program that provided materials and discipleship resources to help her lead children more effectively. After completing the training, she returned to her church to put into practice what she had learned in the program. And about 1 year later was when she received that visit from the police. Well, as Bufa and the children enjoyed their Sunday morning lesson, three police officers arrived and began asking questions. They wanted to know why she was teaching the children and where she got the materials. Did you know that teaching these little kids here is against the law? They asked threateningly. Scared and shaken, Bufa started praying. Lord, please help me, she said. Give me wisdom in this situation. Give me wisdom in answering whatever questions they have. She responded politely to the officer's initial questions, and then they took her to the local police station for further questioning. The officers repeated their question about where she got her teaching materials and who was paying her to teach, and Bufa truthfully insisted that she was teaching voluntarily. When they questioned her about her Christian beliefs, she courageously shared the gospel with them. How do you know that the God you believe in is the one who created everything? The officers demanded. I passionately believe that God created everything because he made me. In the Bible, he says it clearly. The Bible states that God created the heavens and the earth and everything within it. What the eye can see and not see, he created all. The policeman asked no further questions, instead taking Bufa's teaching materials. Well, seeing an opportunity, she encouraged the officers to study the materials themselves, hoping what they learned might lead them to faith in Christ. When the officers asked Bufa to promise that she would not teach from the materials anymore, she replied, "Well, you took all the materials already, so there's no point to promise you if I will never teach again." Satisfied that she wouldn't be able to continue teaching without her materials, The officers let her go. Bufa left the interrogation with a greater resolve to continue teaching children about Christ. After they took me to be interrogated, my faith became stronger, she said. It made me hold steadfast to the Lord. The police threatened that if I were to continue to teach, they would arrest me and put me in some unknown place. I would be willing to be arrested because it's my duty to teach the kids at church. Today, Bufa continues to serve in her church, helping lead worship as well as youth Bible studies. She also works part-time while completing her education in accounting. Although she is judged and ridiculed by her peers, she is unashamed of following Christ. To be humiliated for Jesus, she said, is a good thing. The whole school will make fun of me, yet I was not embarrassed. It made me stronger. Bufa knows that she may face more persecution in the future. I am willing and open to accept persecution if it comes again, she said. It has taught me to keep my faith in the Lord, and that He is always with me. Jesus did everything for me. He did nothing wrong, yet He died for me on the cross. I will not back away from the Lord. The Lord would not leave me nor forsake me in any situation. I want to serve the Lord to the best of my abilities. After graduation, Bufa hopes to find a job that will enable her to support her parents and continue serving in her church. She hopes her story will be an encouragement to others experiencing difficult circumstances. When we face persecution or many problems in life, do not give up hope or be discouraged, Bufa said. Put your trust in Christ and know that He will always be by your side and not abandon you. God will always be with you. That was from Laos, from Bufa. If you want to follow up and somehow be a blessing to the persecuted, contact the folks at VOM, that's thevoice@vom.org, to be put on their mailing list. You'll receive this magazine that I'm reading from every month, free, delivered right to your door. So that's thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hatbury House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.